Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner and Ted Mooney with update number 30 for the week of May 21st, 2007. We begin this week with a calendar of events through the end of May. On May 21st and 22nd, Kushner Electroplating School will be presenting Electroplating Know-How Basics in Buena Park, California. This two-day training program is designed to give a better understanding of plating processes and is ideal for operators, technical sales representatives, process engineers, and product managers. And on May 22nd, the Rochester branch of the AESF will be participating in the Frank Buchman Memorial Golf Tournament at Eagle Vale Golf Club in Rochester, New York. For more information on these events or the upcoming June events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
Last week in this podcast, we mentioned that Rojas and other dictates of the European Parliament mean that hexavalent chromate conversion coatings are no longer permissible on a wide range of products. When this prohibition was seen to be in the wings several years ago, the platers of the world and their process suppliers responded by coming up with new trivalent chromate conversion products. The main focus of these efforts was to recognize that traditional trivalent processes did not offer the requisite corrosion resistance, and to improve them so that the necessary corrosion protection was achieved. A number of different proprietary approaches were taken, and as far as corrosion resistance is concerned, all of the available trivalent processes work. However, in the mad rush to get trivalent chromates to market and installed, with a focus on improved corrosion resistance, some of the other traditional requirements of chromate coatings, like low electrical resistance and being a good base for paint and powder coatings, had to take a back seat. We are now seeing frequent reports of paint and powder coatings on established product lines now failing to adhere on the trivalent chromate coatings. Frankly, it's a bit of a mess from a number of perspectives. First, the process suppliers took several different approaches in developing their products: thin film versus thick film, top coats versus no top coat, and when top coats are used, different chemistries. Suppliers are not likely to tell anyone that their approach leads to poor paint or powder adhesion and their competitor's line doesn't have the same problem. Second, the plating shops took different approaches to the conversion to trivalent processes based on their existing tankage, available floor space, the cost of the chemistry, and so on. They understandably are prone to consider their approach proprietary and confidential. The third problem is that periodic adhesion failures occurred even in the age of hex chromates. So the first thing everyone wants to believe is that today's problems aren't much different than last year's and will go away with a little patience and troubleshooting. I'm here to say that maybe they will go away, but maybe they won't. And don't just plod along shipping marginal product. Do something concrete. You may need to get your plating shop to switch to a different process, or if they won't, to switch to a different plating shop. Perhaps I'm long on describing a problem and short on the solution, but it's something we all have to talk about sooner rather than later.
This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Mask Coat LLC as a new advertiser in the chemicals directory. Located in West Monroe, Louisiana, Mask Coat produces stop-off lacquers and liquid maskants for selective plating, anodizing, and temporary protective coating of surfaces not requiring processing. Mask Coat also provides fast cure brush, dip, or spray peelable, strippable coatings and strippers reducers. For more information on this company, please click on the chemicals directory on our homepage. In other advertiser news, McMillan Metals has posted two ads this week in the used and surplus directory. The first ad, listed under Anodes Cathodes Bussing, is for 3,500 titanium anode baskets available in Glen Cove, New York. The second ad, listed under Rectifiers, is for a large quantity of late model rectifiers from a printed circuit shop, also available in Glen Cove, New York. For more information on these ads, please contact Chris McMillan at 678-508-3331 or click on the used and surplus directory on our homepage. And as always, we'd like to thank all of our supporting advertisers who make Finishing.com and this podcast possible.
On the Situations Wanted front, one of Finishing.com's most faithful helpers, Dave Wykern, is presently seeking a career opportunity in metal finishing chemistry. Over the years, Dave has offered savvy counsel on well over 100 of the shop problems posted in our public forum. Use the search engine on the bottom of our homepage to search for Dave Wykern, that's W-Y-C-H-E-R-N, and if you find that his posted responses demonstrate solid technical know-how and a good head on his shoulders, each is hot linked to his resume. For Kate and myself, thank you for listening, and please join us again next week.